This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 5,000 crore rupees in Itanagar in Arunachal Pradesh. These include two major hydroelectric power projects valued at more than 3,700 crore rupees, along with 10 other infrastructure projects worth 1,291 crore rupees. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the eight northeastern states are worshipped in the form of Ashtalakshmi.
प्रधानमंत्री के तौर पर 70 से ज्यादा बार नॉर्थ ईस्ट आया हूं. नॉर्थ ईस्ट मुझे दिल से पसंद है और इसलिए हमने दिल की दूरी भी मिटाई है. दिल्ली को आपके पास लेकर के आए हैं. हम नॉर्थ ईस्ट के आठों राज्यों को अष्ट लक्ष्मी के रूप में पूजते हैं. इसलिए इस क्षेत्र को विकास में पीछे नहीं देख सकते.
Later in the afternoon, the Prime Minister will travel to Tripura, where he is scheduled to inaugurate the redeveloped Mata Tripura Sundari Temple at Udaipur, one of the 51 Shaktipeeths revered by Hindus. He will also offer prayers at the temple. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today released four compiled books on the speeches of Prime Minister Narendra Modi titled Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas, published by the Publications Division in New Delhi this morning. He said, Prime Minister Modi is an inspiration for millions across the country and abroad.
Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi ji, who is living inspiration for millions across the country and abroad, who motivates people through his own contact to give their very best. Our Prime Minister has grown from being a representative of the common man to the true people's leader, whose determination has shown us how the impossible can be made possible.
On the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, Prime Minister Modi has made politics a medium of serving the people. Mr. Vaishnav highlighted that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India is implementing the world's largest food security program, providing free food grains to over 80 crore people. He also noted that 54 crore Jan Dhan accounts have been opened and 13 crore toilets have been constructed across the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the next generation GST reforms are a testament to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's steely resolve to serve the poor, youth, farmers and women. In a series of tweets, Mr. Shah said the new reforms will further reduce their expenditures with drastic cuts in GST rates on a wide range of goods. He said the reforms will move the wheel of India's growth even faster on the path of becoming the most prosperous country in the world. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said India's defence industry has achieved production worth 1,50,000 crore rupees, while defence exports have crossed 23,000 crore rupees. He added that India is now exporting defence equipment to more than 100 countries. Interacting with the Indian diaspora in Rabat, Morocco, yesterday, Mr. Singh said despite global and geopolitical challenges, India has emerged as the fastest growing major economy, rising from the 11th to the 4th largest in the world, and is poised to enter the top 3 soon. The 9-day-long Navratri festival is being celebrated across the country today. Navratri, which means 9 nights in Sanskrit, is dedicated to the worship of goddess Durga and her 9 avatars, collectively known as Nav Durga. The festival will conclude with Dashera, the day which marks the victory of Lord Ram over Ravan. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with marginal losses in afternoon trade today. The Sensex lost 161 points to 82,465, while Nifty declined 20 points to 25,307 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, the IT pack, pharma and healthcare were dragging the most. Conversely, utilities, power and realty were leading the gains. And with that, we end this news bulletin.